from playing music to opening the PC Workshop, and Martin Howe's here with us from IT Know How. Good morning.
Good morning. It's computer time, yes.
It is computer time. You've had a busy couple of days. He's just been telling me. Been to Nottingham.
Indeed, indeed. Not a regular trip, but it's kept me busy. Got me back at the coalface.
Hands
inside PCs and doing various bits and pieces.
Good.
Which is what's led to today's self-help suggestion for everyone. I have just spent the last couple of days running through 22 computers, basically doing what we're going to talk about now, trying to keep them healthy, keep them fresh.
And something you can do yourself.
These are all things you can do yourself without too much stress, strain or otherwise. There's one bit in the middle that I'll go, be careful, but let's run through here. So these are things that you can do to keep your computer running smoothly. The first thing to say is do them monthly. If you think it's more than a month since you last did it, it probably is, and just do it anyway. Mm-hmm. If it's not and you still can't remember when you last did it, do it anyway. Any of these things, none of these things are bad to do too often. Mm. Doing them weekly is just wasting a lot of time, but doing them monthly is a good call. We've talked about these two before, disk cleanup and disk defragmenter. Disk cleanup basically goes through your computer and finds all the rubbish, all the bits that get accumulated when you're browsing the internet, all the bits that get accumulated when you're creating documents, managing photos, installing software, all those sort of bits and pieces that just get in there and just sort of like, they don't, as such in their own right, don't stop the computer working, but they're just there. It's a bit like leaving all your crisp wrappers lying around. You know, it's just tidy to get rid of them and sort them all out. You could live in a house full of crisp wrappers, but it would get a bit crunchy eventually. Mm. So in tidying up, disk cleanup, you'll find it by going to Start, All Programs, Accessories, System Tools, and it'll be in there. And it's Disk Cleanup, D-I-S-K. You can actually, if you've got Windows 7, if you click on Start, and at the search window at the very bottom, underneath where it says All Programs, if you type Disk, so that's D-I-S-K, Cleanup in there, it'll actually bring the program up at the top of that menu, and you can just click on it and run it from there. Mm. It'll run. It'll bring up a whole list of various bits and pieces that you need to that you can select. Just make sure that you definitely have ticks next to temporary files, temporary internet files, and recycle bin.
Yeah.
That'll then clear all those out, and it'll just go, as I said, whatever it's selected by itself, let it do it, and let it clean it out.
And I guess this will improve its efficiency.
That basically, as I say, having cleared out the rubbish, if we then run disk defragmenter, found in exactly the same place, you will actually find. What disk defragmenter does, this is the bit that will help speed it up. If it's done frequently, you won't notice, like dusting. Do dusting frequently, you don't notice you need to do it. Do dusting infrequently, and oh my goodness, is it really that dirty? So disk defragmenter, run frequently, you don't notice the difference, but if you haven't done it for a while, you will. In Windows XP, it looks very, it's pictorial. You can sit there and watch the little bars all moving, and it's all, ooh, fascinating. Well, it is the first time you watch it, and after that, it's boring, so... in Windows 7, it does it all by percentages and everything else. And you'll also find in Windows 7, it can be scheduled. So you'll actually find that the there is an option to set it to do it by itself during the day. By default, it's set to do it at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. And not many computers are on then, so it probably doesn't happen very often. Mm. So, as I said, it's an opportunity. But if you like to know that it's been done, then come in, run it, and you'll know it's absolutely definitely been done. Don't always believe the fact that it said it ran it yesterday, because it might have had a look at it yesterday, but didn't do anything about it. So do run it, and it will, as I say, these sort of things will help. Takes a little while. It's not a 5-minute job. It is a sort of thing to start running, walk away and leave it and come back to it.
Because I remember you telling us a few weeks or a couple of months back that you had an example once of a document, I think it was spread over thousands of points throughout the disk.
And this is what Disk Defragmenter does. It takes all the pieces of these documents and puts them back together again. Mm. So when a document goes onto a computer, it doesn't just go on as a file, a space. We've talked before about this idea of binary code and sectors and clusters and lots of other geeky type things. These are where the information's stored, and it can be spread out. And you are right; it was a music track, and it was a music track, a 3 megabyte, tiny, relatively speaking, file, 3 megabytes in size, and it was in 5,000 pieces. And it did take ages for that particular piece of music to start playing. So by running something like Disk Defragmenter, you help improve that. Antiviruses. There's a common misconception. Again, these are all things we've talked about in the past. There's a common misconception that if your antivirus is on the computer, it's working and it's doing everything correctly. Just check it occasionally. Mm-hmm. Your computer will tell you oftentimes if it's out of date. If it's out of date, make it, you know, update it. Usually just done by going to the little icon in the bottom right corner of the screen, right-clicking on it and select Update Now. You can also, from the same place, go and scan now. You can right-click on it and you'll find an option that says Scan Now. What you have, the antivirus is a twofold thing. It is, and for those of you that heard me talk about this the last time, an antivirus is like a security company. It has doorman, and every program running on the computer, as they are running at that point in time, they're being checked by the two guys stood on the door with their list that says, are you permitted to be running? Yes, you are. Your name's down. You may come in. What the program doesn't do after that is once things are actually on the computer, it doesn't go and look for them. It doesn't go and find them. So by running an antivirus scan, you're actually sending your bully boys around your computer looking for items. And this is where your Trojan virus comes in. This is the whole nature of Trojans. They sit there waiting for the moment when of weakness, when they then sort of like leap forth and attack your computer. This is what the antivirus will go and look for when it's run. Okay, so run your antivirus. Make sure that has run. If you've got coming on then to other, well, we've talked about programs on your computer and installing things. You can uninstall programs. A lot of people will install things and then and they'll just carry on installing things. Really good examples: printers. We'll often see printers. People have had, they had one when they first got the computer, and then that didn't work very well because it was a new computer and it was an old printer. So they get a new printer to go with their new computer. Then that dies after a couple of years. So they then get another printer and add another printer. I've seen instances of up to six printers on a computer.
Yeah.
And all of the functionality of that printer is running in the background. Basically, it's looking, that software is looking for the printer constantly.
Right.
So it's all running in the background.
Mm.
So take the opportunity to uninstall these programs. Mm. If you have Windows XP, you go to the control panel and it's add remove programs. If you have other versions, then you're looking for programs and features. It's all alphabetical when you get to the control panel, or if you've still got it in the list format, it's fairly obvious. Uninstall a program is highlighted for you. So just click on that. As I say, just uninstall programs. You'll get a big list presented to you. If you're not sure, leave alone. If you are sure, though, oh, that was that game my grandson installed, my son installed, my wife installed, whatever it might be, then just, again, you know, that's fine, that can go, I don't need that anymore. And a good tip as well would be, if you see anything with the word toolbar in it, it's added itself into your internet browsing experience.
Yeah.
You may not be able to see it, but it's there. And if you, so if you're, as you're going through your list, anything with the name toolbar as part of the list, just again, click on it once and uninstall.
Uninstall.
That'll help your situation there.
Good tip.
Two more things. Backups. Backup. Please back up. Too many people don't back up. Run your backup. If you haven't run your backup for a while and you're thinking, I can't remember when I last ran that, run it. This is the time to do it as part of your monthly schedule of looking after things. If your backup does run regularly, now's the time to check it. It's worth checking. Too many people have backups that they think are working, but are not. And the simple way of doing it, to if you want to just actually check to see whether it's working and you're actually can recover and then recover a file, just create a file called test.
Yeah.
A Word document or something. Run the backup. Go and find your document called test, or delete it off your computer, then go and find your document in your backup and restore it to your computer. That way you know your backup is working.
Right.
If at any point during that process you can't do, something hasn't happened, it doesn't appear, you know, you can't find test in your backup, you can't restore, you've got a problem and it needs addressing.
Right.
And needs looking at. And finally, Windows updates. Windows updates, again, if you click on Start All Programs, you'll find at the top of the list, it's just above where the folders start. So the first folder is always accessories, usually is accessories. So it'll be the thing just above that, usually. Windows update. Click on that and just run Windows update. You will, from time to time, find programs that want to update within Windows Update that can't do it while the computer's shutting down. A lot of people just install updates when the computer shuts down from time to time, particularly thinking here of service packs for Windows, service packs for Microsoft Office, etc. You can't install those while the computer's shutting down. They have to be done, as it were, live. They have to be done while the computer's running. So do just check. If it says all your recommended updates are done, that's fine. If you have optional ones there, leave alone again. Don't start sticking stuff in that this must be important because it's in the list. No, it says optional, and it's optional, so therefore leave.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's yellow and says sort of like, you know, click here to install, then do that and don't worry about it otherwise. So as I say, that's the final one. Done regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I've said monthly, but regularly is good enough. You don't have to do it more frequently than monthly. But done regularly, this will help keep your computer running to the best of its ability.
Keep your computer healthy. Martin, thanks very much. Good to see you as always. Back next week?
Oh, we'll be here.
Okay, PC Workshop next week. That's Martin Howe from IT Know How.